Kyle.
What's up, man? Ask me a question. Interview me.
What the f*** is up?
I thought I was very, very awesome. Everything that I did, I seemed to succeed at. I did think of myself as better than other people. If ever I was to meet someone, I wanted them to like me, to accept me, to believe all the things that I had portrayed and put out there. I look at all the pretty girls who I have to use or to manipulate, and so I was doing very well. I was the guy now who lived in the best party house on campus, the guy who was making a 4.0, but on the inside it was just terrible. I wake up every day in this fear that I'm not going to be able to keep this up, this perfect image for other people, and what will happen if they really see how lonely and how sad and depressed and hopeless really I am on the inside. So it all started to happen when I was young. I tried to find my worth in everything that I did, in all of my successes. It was like I was building a house of cards. But when I looked at this life I was building, I thought, yeah, I'm killing it. But it wasn't until my first honors organic chemistry test that everything changed. I turned over that paper and I saw 65 written on the front of it. That house of cards that I'd built up seemed to crumble with that one test score. It was the first time I'd ever failed in my life. I went into a spiral of depression, completely lost, my head spinning, I don't know what to do. So the thing that I knew that gave me relief, that gave me love, that gave me peace, that gave me joy, was alcohol. It turned into an everyday affair where I drank over a liter and a half of vodka or hard alcohol every day. If I'm not successful, then my life is worthless. Two years of having to drink every day, all day, I knew that this was going to be the thing that would kill me. I just couldn't imagine living life or being free from this alcohol. My dad comes and rescues me, and he checks me into a hospital to medically detox. The second night I was there in the middle of the night, I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack. My heart is not beating fast anymore. It would beat once every 10 seconds. So I said, oh no, my heart is giving up right now. Is this a heart attack? Is this the end? And so I'm waiting for the next beat of my heart with all the floods, all the thoughts of death, that this is going to be the end. And I'm waiting for the next beat, but that the next beat never comes in my chest. My heart stopped, everything's black. Yet I'm still thinking, I'm still conscious. My physical body is no longer on Earth, but it's in another place. And in this place, I witnessed people who were in the same situation as I was, who were searching for the thing on Earth that they were addicted to, but they couldn't find relief, they couldn't find peace. And so I was in the same place, spiraling down. So I get to the moment of literally being suspended in nothingness. And I thought, oh no, this is not good. Something is put into my heart to say yes. That's all I know to do at this moment. And so I look up into the nothingness. And with everything that I had left in me, I yelled yes. In a moment, an instant, I was back in my physical body, on the hospital bed, with a tangible peace around me. What just happened? Am I back? Is this real life? And I look up on the wall of the hospital, and in the color of lightning, I can describe it. It's white hot, coming out of the wall, was with real simple handwriting. It said John 3:16. So I realized at that moment, I knew that verse, that it was Jesus who saved me. It was Jesus who plucked me, who I was saying yes to. So after that near-death experience, still struggling with my identity, still going in and out of the desire to drink, and even going out at some points and drinking. I come into my parents' bedroom in an afternoon, just like any other, and I hear a worship song playing. You are holy, strong and mighty. The moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me. Forever my heart will sing of how great you are. And in that moment, I just realize just how known I am by God, just how deeply loved and cherished I am by God, that He was huge, yet He was intimate with me. I'm on my face weeping for 30 or 45 minutes, and in that time, everything that I went to with alcohol was replaced with the love of God. The love, the joy, the peace, the acceptance. And I knew what I was made for, who I was made for. I don't have to strive anymore. I know that at the end of the day that I'm accepted by God and that I love God and that He loves me. From that moment on, I was completely delivered from the desire to ever drink alcohol again. As my walk with the Lord has grown, He's given me the love and the passion for people who I used to despise, who I used to think were worth nothing. And He actually gives me the most joy, gives me the most peace that I experience in my day when I'm serving others. And He's taken the focus of, oh my gosh, look how awesome you are, to, oh my gosh, look how awesome the people that I've created around you. Now go love them, go pour out your life for them. Jesus really can be found, that He can be encountered. So that's my hope for people, is that they would be set free. They would find their identity only in Christ.